So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The local business community update. The local business community update.
Here with the CEO and president of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, Bob Durkin.
Nancy Jason, it's great to be back.
When you walked in to talk with us today, you brought up something you heard us talking about on the air.
Yeah, I heard you talking about what will happen to individuals when they're finishing their college and their high school. What's next for them? How do they pick their career pathways? And I thought it was interesting to hear your stories about where you were and how you found yourself here in this particular position. And I was thinking about that in my own light. I've been asked that. My daughter has asked me that in the past. I said, "Well, Dad, how did you end up at the Chamber of Commerce?" And I couldn't help but think of another time when one of the employees at the chamber said to me, "Well, you know, did you always want to be part of the Chamber of Commerce?" I said, "What? who grows up saying, boy, I want to be a member of the leader of the Chamber of Commerce?"
All right, class. Does anyone want to be something other than a fireman? Bob? Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. So I think what happens, and I took a little of this from what I heard you all talking about, is, you know, sometimes you serendipitously fall into a situation. Now, hopefully it's, you start out or you find a space that's of interest to you, and you start involved in either a volunteer or in working. And a lot of times in my experience, you say, "Oh, well, that's not exactly what I thought it was. And so maybe that isn't what I want to do," you know, and you might move on from that, or you might tack in a different direction with the same company. But it's, I use the word serendipity because I've found in my 40 plus year career that as I've moved from one position to the next, it kind of built on the other one. You know, you did certain work and then I was exposed to or connected with somebody else. And you said, "Well, that sounds like a good stretch. That looks like a good thing to do next." And I fall into that. And then that just opened some other doors. So the whole idea that you're going to be 18 years old or 22 or 23 years old, and you've decided this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I wouldn't recommend that unless it's a certain field. If you're if you're studying to be a doctor, you better decide to be a doctor.
When you were back in the day, when you were making these moves, were you making these moves saying like, "Well, if I do this next, I can get to this following," or was it just, that was the hope and sometimes it worked out and sometimes it didn't?
I'd love to tell you I had a plan.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah. Was there?
Yeah, I don't.
Not really. It just sort of, you know, in one sense, I've told this story before. One of the reasons I'm in chamber work is that back in the 1980s, I had studied transportation and at the graduate level at Penn State, and I wanted to be in that field. And so I found myself, a very young guy, running the Lackawanna County Coordinated Transportation System, paratransit, shared ride transportation. And that was great. but I felt, okay, I wanted to do something bigger. So I started looking at major transit systems, you know, SEPTA, UMTA, Metro in Washington, you know, putting my resumes out, literally sending my resumes. And my wife said to my wife at the time, let's try to find a different place to be, to go and land there. But I hadn't had a challenging interview in like 4 years, 5 years since I started with Lackawanna County at the time. And I'd heard there was an opening through a friend for vice president position at the Chamber of Commerce. So I called my friend and said, hey, what's the deal on that? And she said, well, here's what it is. I said, well, I'd like to get an interview because that seems like a challenging interview. I don't know what the chamber does other than what my friend told me. And I thought, well, if I can get a tough interview there, that'll set me up for future interviews in the transportation field. And so I found myself studying what a chamber is and preparing myself, got myself, forced my way into that interview opportunity. And after the first interview, I was called back for a second interview. And well, that's interesting.
More practice, right?
Yeah, why not? Okay, I'm not going to say no to the interview. I go back the second time. And the next time he said, all right, well, next time let's meet again. And this time come back with, you know, a number, like how much you want.
Wow.
And I was like,
how did this work out?
I remember talking to my brother, who's one of my mentors, and I told him the situation. He said, well, what would it take for you to stay and take that job? And I said, I don't know. I threw out a number. He said, well, go with $5,000 more than that and see what happens. And it ended up, I went in. Now, I didn't get what I was asking for, but I got a lot more money than I thought I was going to get for that job. And I thought, all right, well, I'll do this for 2 more years. Okay. And then I'll have a stronger resume.
How many years were you off by?
35.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. You know, when we were talking about advice, you know, for people, whether graduating high school, whether graduating college, many times when you have a degree through college, it's a degree where you can go into a bunch of different areas. Yeah. And the mistake I think a lot of people make is, for me, it was, I'm going to do television. This is my goal. But going into radio first and learning it, doing TV, I realized I like radio better. Like, experience is so important. A lot of times, you know, just going and trying out all different kinds of things will help you to know, okay, I like this, but I don't like that. I want this. So I think, you know, the more experience you can get, the more you can kind of figure out, where do I belong?
Well, again, my current experience is, you know, with the Chamber of Commerce, although I have a more diverse background than that. But use this as an example. So we have 25 people working at the Chamber of Commerce. If I said today, everybody, give me your resume and show me what you studied in college and or what your first job was, it would be all over the map. No, it looked like a Jackson Pollock painting, right? I mean, everybody has different spaces, whatever else. And yet all of these folks have landed in that space. Now, again, different jobs, diverse jobs within the organization. That's what I think is great about, you know, America, dare I say. But you know, the professional opportunities that we have before us. I'm with you 100%, Nancy. You come out with a certain notion, but until you have experience doing something, you don't know what that is. And follow the path that is exciting and interesting to you. You know, I love it when people say, well, go find a job that you truly love and you'll never work a day in your life. That's baloney. It really is. You're always going to, I mean, in my view, yeah, you want to work. I mean, that's half the reward, is that you've put in effort. And if you're in a job and you find something interesting and you start to go down a road, one of the great opportunities for me has always been, here's something I've never done before. So I'll try that. Right. I mean a totally different job, but there's something within that job. So you could end up having a wonderful career with one organization, but when you look back on it, you found that you've done 20 different things.
Right.
Now, I mean, radio station, right? Say, oh, well, gee, you're in radio, so I guess you're on the air. Well, not everybody's on the air.
No, there's so many.
No, parts, so many right? people in the background. Then you have copywriters and commercial voice work and engineers and IT and sales.
Yeah, we oftentimes with our Skills in Scranton workforce program, healthcare, of course, is such an important part of our local economy. And we often say this phrase, it's like, you don't have to be in healthcare to be in healthcare. You work in a hospital or a medical practice, you can be the accountant, you could be the IT person, you could be logistics, you could be food service. You know, there's 100, probably 1,000 different folks and 25 to 50 different jobs, maybe more, maybe probably 100 jobs, but you're still in healthcare.
Right. But then there are people, I know many who I graduated with doing completely different work, loving it, but using skills that they got through communication. So there's just, you know, I also say to people, if you need work and you can't find that one job you want, but you can find something and give it a shot, it's better than struggling and looking and waiting and always trying to find that perfect one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, outside of highly technical skills, I have said this many, many times. I think a strong liberal arts background, and that doesn't have to be college liberal arts. If you're in high school and you like reading, you like writing, you like communications overall, anybody who is a good, strong communicator has a wide open path in front of them. And it's that's if I'm going to offer advice or a challenge to our young people, that's one of the things I would say is make sure that you can communicate well, make sure that you can feel comfortable speaking to people directly, asking people questions, not just thinking that every job or every relationship is you know, concrete or rigidly defined. You know, talking to people opens the door for you. And I'll say this about my own daughter who has an English degree, and she and I joked about this after she got out of college, and I said, "Well, you're going to open that English shop, you know, down at the mall."
And she did.
She ended up in a job that was totally unrelated to what she had studied, and found out, and I hope she doesn't mind me saying this, she found out about 6 months into the job, she was called into the office by her supervisor, and there was a stack of papers in front of her, and they were reports, and she recognized it because the job she was doing, she had to do a number of these written reports. And the guy who she worked for said, "Can you take these reports that are written by others here and edit them? Read your reports.
We so know
you're
good.
You're doing it right. Yeah. Can you fix these?" Well, suddenly that was a new career step for her. And it was all because she could write and she could communicate.
Right.
It is amazing too. Radio is a good example. And I'm sure it's like this in almost anything where, like, for example, like I was going to say that the job you have or you take may not be the same job in a year or 5 years. Yeah. You may have the same business card, but like I got into radio because I was shy. And I would whisper jokes to people, and I thought, well, if I get on the radio, no one will see me. And I could be myself, and I could come out of my shell. And granted, that kind of sort of worked out. But as soon as I got comfortable, the internet came around. Like, oh, shoot video of all your stuff. Suddenly I'm visible. So like,
you have to roll with the changes.
Right. Things change. And like, you know, to something else you said about trying different things. A, you don't know what you don't know. And it sounds like a Yogi Berra quote. I'm not sure who came up with that one. But the other one is, and we didn't talk about this on the show, but like try things and accept opportunities that are scary for you.
Yeah.
Working at WILK, probably the scariest thing I ever did in radio. Yeah. The first time might've been scary to listen to, but it was like got the heart racing in a good way. It was a great challenge.
Yes, challenge is good.
Well, again, sticking with the communications theme, and I happen to be a Dale Carnegie graduate. Now for me, I did Dale Carnegie, not because I was afraid of speaking in public, because that's what people think about that. There's more depth to it than that. But it does. That is one of the strengths of that program. I went through this program and I saw probably a dozen different people who on the first day that had to stand up and give a 2-minute talk about themselves. Just who are you? Tongue-tied, people like almost crying because they were so nervous about doing this.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But they did it over the course of, I think it was 10 or 12 weeks where you practiced and you had to do it every week. And almost every one of them, in fact, no, I'd say everyone who was in that class that started out unable to speak in public, did a fantastic job when they finished. Now, in my case, I was already very comfortable with that. So I was just using it to hone my skills and actually tested the waters of sort of my secret dreams to be like a comedian, a stand-up comedian. I really did. I used every one of these speeches to try to do jokes, and it was really funny.
Yeah,
I had a great time with
it. It's a great skill to have, and I think probably one of the things that I think younger people do struggle with, because so much communication is on their devices, that it's just a simple interview, a handshake, look them in the eye, and be able to sit down and have a conversation and talk about yourself and be comfortable with that.
Well, let me use this as a transition, if you don't mind, Jason, to, because you always have to do a commercial for the Chamber of Commerce, right?
The following is brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce. Bob, back to you.
Well, Jason and I were talking about this before we came on the air. One of the things that I think is kind of exciting when we talk about, you know, current and future leaders throughout our region, it may not be that younger people are joining the traditional organizations, the civic organizations or others, chambers of commerce, it would seem, on some level. But they're finding their own path, and they should. But many of them are traveling down this path. You know, we have so many different opportunities at the chamber through Leadership Lackawanna and its various programs. And one of the things that jumps out for me is we were looking at individuals, potential board members for the chamber. And one of the marks we give, a high mark, is if someone is a leadership graduate, whether it's Leadership Lackawanna or Leadership Northeast, we think that that's what we should be doing is following that path. A great number of the people that are on our list, as we looked at it, they're all leadership graduates. And the program right now for us that I just love is our Tomorrow's Leaders Today program for high school juniors. It used to be that class would have about 40 individuals in it, and you might get 60, 70, maybe 80 applications for it. Well, this year alone, we have, I think it's 125 applicants. Wow. And we increased the size of the class last year, I think, to 65 or so. The graduates, the individuals who are a part of this program, these are young people, high school juniors, phenomenal to hear what they say when they're up there and speaking, when they're in groups and showing that they can work and demonstrate the skills of collaboration and communication in a group setting. And then at the end of the day, they're all charged with, you know, doing different projects. And it's just astounding to watch the skill set. So it's there. I mean, it's too easy to say these young people, they just don't have it anymore. That's not true at all. We just have to find the proper outlet for them.
Yeah, I think a lot of colleges do a pretty good job of preparing them for that. My concern is more for a student in high school going into the workforce. I don't know how much kind of training that they get for something like that.
Yeah, we have employers that do tell us that they're concerned about the soft skills, you know, basic communications, understanding how you're supposed to dress, how you're supposed to deal with people on a direct one-on-one level. We did a program just a couple of weeks ago where one of the things that we had as a part of it was how do you deal with a business dinner? So it was a fun night through Leadership Lackawanna again and a partnership with our Skills in Scranton program. And I think we had like 7 or 8 individuals who participated, and they all went in saying, I'd like to know how I'm supposed to act during a business dinner. I mean, it sounds like pretty simple stuff.
Things changed over the years, though, of what's acceptable and what isn't?
Well, yeah. How about let's start with don't be looking at your phone when you're at a business dinner.
Oh, that's a new thing. Okay.
Very important.
Right?
So the traditional way of acting is still the same way, but there's other distractions that could mess you up.
There's no single answer to how you operate. It's the different people. It's reading the room, right? People that you're going to be talking to or working with, everybody's got a different personality. So if you have the talent, let's start with listening, good listening skills and truly paying attention, then you can, you know, you can adjust the communication process to people in that room. And like that, you know, that's a skill and it's learned over time. I mean, sure, some people just have an innate capacity to do that, but not everybody. So that's a part of the learning process. And we'll go back full circle here, right? Whatever pathway is young people are going to take, recognize that it'll take you a while. You'll have to read the room of whatever job or professional opportunity you have in front of you. And in doing that, don't feel like, well, my advice, don't try to press everybody with your ideas or that you alone have all the answers. Be a good listener. Always speak up. You know, give people, tell them what's on your mind where it's appropriate and synthesize that. Synthesize what you've learned with what you feel you can do innately or what you've learned in school and turn that into your future.
I'm just thinking about my future, Nancy. Give me a second here. And on that note, while I sit here and ponder my future, thinking about going on tour, Bob and I doing stand-up comedy together. What do you think?
That would be something.
Yes, it would. Where do you want to start? I say St. Louis.
I'll say this. I had my fun doing stand-up comedy during 10, 12 weeks of Dale Carnegie, and that's more than enough.
All right.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I can't ever get enough. I love to suffer up there. All right. Hey, let's do this again. We do this every month. Second Tuesday of every month, the local business community update. And it's Bob Durkin we're talking to, CEO and president of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. As always, wonderful talking to you, and we'll do it again next month.
It's always my pleasure.
The local business community update
on WILK News Radio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.